Let's go, girls.
Bam, 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 now. Bam, bam, bam.
Okay, it was a shaky launch, but welcome to Respectfully Podcast.
That's good enough for me, dude. Yeah,
I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and joining us today, co-host of the Page Six Podcast, it's Danny Murphy.
Hi, this has been giving me life so far.
Oh,
I'm
loving it.
You are really such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And every time we have a new guest on this show, especially if it's like not a stand-up comedian, I'm so nervous that they'll hate me. And you came in just fucking positive, hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes.
I do love, especially because I live in Jersey now, I love when I have my Brooklyn moments.
Uh-huh.
Right. A lot of fun. It's not that far, but it's like, you know, I was in a good mood. And like, you told me to wear a hat and glass, like I'm in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. You're wearing an outfit.
It helps. The hat and glasses really help everybody feel like we're having a good time.
Yeah. The girlies are wearing their glasses. You have a one-toned outfit, which is, it's perfect.
Yeah, the monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get into it more.
Yeah. It's great. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
It looks great.
It's giving summer. It's great.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Even though I couldn't look more goth if you made me.
You really couldn't. No, you cannot.
Yeah, it's hard to do summer goth, but you can do it if you want to.
I was a scene kid growing up, so I respect it so
much. Oh my God, me too.
Yeah.
I still have the haircut. Yeah. I know, but
whoa, what?
Yeah, I'm still wearing an eyelet belt. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Some people never grow up.
It's actually turned fully around though. Scene Kid is back.
And like the music is like everything's pop punk.
Everything's pop punk. Yeah. Everybody MGK is pop punk.
Yeah,
just everybody wants to be pop punk.
Just hold on, goth. Just hold on.
Yeah,
it'll come around.
There's hardcore bands at Coachella.
Wow.
Our time is now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Someone called me a retired goth, and it hurt my feelings for approximately 6 months.
Because you were a goth or because you're not retired?
I'm not retired, but I think it was like wacky aunt adjacent. It was like, you used to be goth, and now you wear athleisure because you're not hard anymore, is what I internalized.
Someone said to me last night, they were like, you're going to be so wacky in 10 years when you're just like kooky and single.
Wait.
And I was like, oh, no. I have a boyfriend.
Wait, can you reveal like the relationship to the person who said that to you?
It was like a friend, like a regular, not like close friend, regular friend.
Okay, well, take them down.
Yeah. And now like, enemy.
Yeah. That's
I was talking about how I simply purchased a taxidermied crocodile in a burlesque outfit, like you do.
Yeah.
I'm seeing both sides of the story.
I know.
Wait, but also, for your friend to say that when they know you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say kind of a bitch.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, kind of a bitch.
Wait, and is the friend single?
Bitch. I don't really know him that well.
Oh my God.
And it explains everything.
I mean, I can see a world where I am a great divorcee. I'm getting married.
I was going to say, one of the first things I learned about you is that you're engaged, so I love that you're already planning to be a divorcee.
I mean, I'm getting the prenup, but I'm like, I don't want to be a divorcee, but I feel like I would be a great divorcee.
You can also have that energy without getting divorced.
That's
correct.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. My point is, I don't need to be single to be kooky.
Yeah.
I will be kooky regardless.
That's true.
You already.
You're a man to be kooky.
Yeah.
We're kooky on our own.
Am I going to be old with dyed red hair and my taxidermied crocodile doing hack stand-up comedy? You bet your ass I am.
And you don't need no man, girl.
I'm going to be in Atlantic City like... This is
Can I tell you something? That sounds like a nice life.
It's
a
nice life.
Yeah.
I'm going to have like a converted school bus that I drive around.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. It's just going to happen.
No, get like a fun old school convertible.
Yeah. Well, not in like a hippie way. And like, I live on the road now. Because the only skill I developed was stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And now the internet is everything.
That's a scary end that we all are very fearful of.
I don't think the internet exists in Atlantic City, though. So you do have.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. I do shows there and they have no idea what's going on. They don't know what the word non-binary means.
No. And I feel it's always like R.E.M. or Shakira's like performing.
Yes.
Like they're very 2005, which I love.
Yeah. I mean, they're like the Queen cover band performs there once a month and it
rips.
Sells out.
Yeah.
And they are good.
Of course.
Yeah, they're really good.
That's like when you go to Astoria, Queens, and it's just like Guido's and fucking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a nice little time capsule.
Kind of happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Very happy.
They're nice. Yeah. They have no idea what's going on in the world. They're so
And
happy.
I pray for that for myself sometimes.
Yes. I want to be brain dead and not know about genocide.
Oh,
yeah.
What a nice life.
Yeah.
And like just tanning every day, not knowing about it. It's just.
Oh my God. I just want to have like freckly titties and not a care in the world.
Yes.
And you just, your take on everything. I hope everyone's happy.
Yeah. God bless.
There's good people on both sides.
Yes.
Being one of those morons.
Yeah. Like, I can on both sides. So both sides are essential.
Yeah. They're essential workers. I mean, speaking of kooky people, should we get into our first, which is kind of hilarious for us
it
to say.
This is me. This is about me.
This is future you and potentially future me. But our first segment of the day, our respectfully segment, is respectfully, one simply cannot own exotic animals.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, you cannot have a diagnosed mental illness and own a ferret. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay.
Your ferret isn't a therapist.
Yes.
It's a ferret.
A therapist.
It's a therapist.
When I was in fourth grade, I had a year-long obsession to get a ferret. No one let me do it.
Yeah, of course
I wanted a ferret. I'm a weird girl.
They're so fun. And they fall asleep by jumping on top of all the other ferrets.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, have you seen the TikToks of the girl who puts her ferret in macaroni?
No, but I love it already.
Uncooked macaroni.
That's abusive. Yeah. I thought you were going to say it's
abusive, but it is cute as hell.
Yeah. The movie Along Came Polly.
That's what made me want a ferret.
Yeah. I was like, that's my life. I want to be able to wear low rise jeans
and just walk my ferret.
Yes.
That's ultimate manic pixie dream girl stuff.
I thought you were going to say manic.
Yeah.
But having a ferret, the thing is, you simply must be hot as hell.
Yep.
Because if you're hot as hell and you have a ferret, men will be like, she's not like other girls.
Yeah, yes. She's
but if you're even slightly dumpy and you have a ferret, people will be like, well, the ferret smells.
Yes. And it's also
I mean?
I also think it's
you. That's just what it is.
And they would define it as they live with a ferret. It's not a pet. It's I don't know what
they'd be like, she has ferrets in
it's
her
your
house.
Room, it's their roommate. Yeah.
Infestation.
Yeah, it is an infestation. Also, you can't really be bipolar and have an animal, and I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, I mean,
that
it's
requires a manicured care.
The whole point here is it's really tough to pull off anything cold blooded.
Yeah,
rodentia of any kind.
Whoa,
animal
autism.
That's tough. I have animal autism.
I'm assuming that's a rodent, and we're just gonna
rodentia.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a funny word. I don't know if it's the right word. But...
I like it.
It makes me think of psoriasis. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like a disease, which is what it is if you aren't cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If anything about you isn't cool, you can't have four gerbils.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No.
And they smell. Like,
and they do smell.
They do
and
smell.
It gets me a thing where I don't know, I don't even like fish as pets. Because I'm the point of a pet is to, pet it.
Yeah.
A fish is a decoration.
Yeah.
Or no, it's because I don't like plants. I'm you're just watching it die.
Yeah.
I know that is
life in a way, but a fish, it's literally just in a corner.
Right.
In a little bowl. And I'm you don't want.
See, yeah. I'm white trash, so I think a fish tank is a lovely decoration for your home, but it's not a pet.
I also think you must be wealthy to have a fish tank, and they must all be from South Africa. You know, the fish must be flown in.
Yeah, or you can do the white trash thing and be poor, but put all your money in the fish tank.
That's
a whole thing.
That's kind of slay.
That person also is a waterbed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the waterbed? So the mattress is waterbed, but the bed frame is fish tank.
Okay, now I'm in.
Are you actually kidding me?
Now
this
I'm in.
This is a thing.
I've seen the waterbed where the waterbed is fish tank.
That's crazy. That's animal abuse.
Yeah.
But if the bed frame is fish tank, it's an illusion that you're sleeping.
You guys don't sleep. I was I could not fall asleep with fish around me.
No,
I'd just be staring at a cod.
Also, you can't turn the lights off. They need the lights to live. So you just have to lay in the glow of fish tank.
Now I kind of like it. Now I'm kind of back in.
It's not nothing.
It's
not nothing, and it might be everything.
It might be everything.
But exotic pets, I'm an
rosacea.
Animal girl.
You like rosacea.
Rosacea. No, I'm an animal girl, so I do unfortunately like reptiles.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
So if you have a snake, I'll date you for 6 months. It's what it is. It's who I am.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's a red flag to own a snake at the same time.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I am a person with a brain and who's seen the world, so I know that it's it doesn't reflect well on you to own a snake, but I will hold it and love it and be your girlfriend.
You would hold it?
Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't be. I don't know if I'd be in the apartment.
I'll kiss it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You'll kiss it.
I'll kiss it.
I'll lie naked with it under the supervision of the owner and have them take porn shots of me. Did you?
Yeah.
You had a photo shoot?
I don't remember if you took photos. I was pretty fucked up, but. I certainly
sorry. Pause.
Had a between
pause.
My tits.
Everyone, stop. Uh-huh. You're all fucked up. You're in some guy's apartment.
Yeah, I was dating a drug dealer who had a snake.
I mean, yes, and also you
that's
cannot.
Kind of security for him, I guess,
yes, you can't have a snake and not be a drug dealer.
These aren't like snakes that like bite. They're just like
well, how? What's the difference?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a snake that doesn't bite?
Yeah.
A corn snake?
Yep.
A hognose snake?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
the white one? I don't know. Those are the only ones I know, but they don't bite.
Yeah. A bird. What do we... Okay.
Bird is...
I agree. But Iggy Pop has a bird that he calls Biggie Pop. And it's
that's cool, but that could be a dog.
I'm also sure Iggy Pop does a lot of things that I don't need to be doing in my life.
Right.
There's also allowed to be one exception to the rule.
Right. Yeah.
Where overall it's just brutal.
Yeah.
Even for the sound machine.
Yes. Birds are just so loud.
They are loud. Yeah, and they live a very long time.
That's like you watch fish die. Birds want to watch you die. Like,
oh, and
they
would
get satisfaction to like.
You have to put a bird in your will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
can you imagine just being stuck with a bird? Like someone you love dies and now you have a bird.
Oh.
Yeah.
With all the love to the person that I loved, I would give that bird to some
free the bird.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Absolutely let it go.
Yeah.
There was an owl. Did you guys follow
the
owl?
Yeah.
The owl with like rodent herpes?
Name, Flacco?
Yes. Yeah.
Flacco.
Rest in power. What are your thoughts on Flacco?
He was a pervert. He would look in women's
that
windows.
Actually, yeah. He lived fast.
Okay.
Like, he lived fast and died young.
Yes. I'm obsessed with like the shaming of the vet or whoever who like called out that he not only has herpes but rodent herpes. But B, that he was able to like
rodentia. He had rodentia.
That's true. Yeah. Wait, girl, with your snakes, get tested. Like, I don't know what's going on with
you. Well, I don't have snakes.
You have them between.
She
you?
Has a boyfriend now.
And
you
I've
bitch.
Been
oh, I know. Wait, the friend. I talked to the friend. He begged to differ.
Yeah. She has snake herpes.
Also, real quick, I was on stage the other day and I did a joke where I said I was straight, even though I don't look like it.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And then I said my boyfriend later in the set, and a woman in the front row went, boyfriend? You bitch.
Liar.
So I was like, she didn't think I was gay. She just thought I was fundamentally unlovable.
What hurts worse?
Definitely.
Yeah, probably. Wait, so let's go back to Flacco.
Yeah, I mean, I just had to put that in because it was haunting.
Put it in. That's what she
said. That's what Flacco said
Yeah.
Flacco wanted to fuck a human woman.
Yeah.
He was in their windows like, look at those tits.
Yeah. I know there's someone on the Upper East Side who just hasn't admitted it. I'm sure Flacco has entered an apartment.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because can I say something? Flacco's hot.
Flacco may have entered a woman.
Those eyes?
Yeah,
do you see
beautiful.
That? Yeah.
He's a beautiful creature.
The wingspan?
I had a stuffed owl in my home growing up.
Okay.
You mean like taxidermy?
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't kill it, but it ate, Flacco style, it ate a rodent that had poison in it. And one day, just a great horned owl was dead in our front lawn. And my mother was out there grabbing that owl, being like, when are we going to have an opportunity to have a taxidermy fucking owl?
I mean, you can buy one.
Yeah.
I bought a taxidermied crocodile. I'll tell you what, I didn't kill it.
That's, well, and think
okay,
about
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, so your family took it to the taxidermy place and did
yes,
all of it?
Yes.
That's insane.
Is that a thing? Like, was that a thing your family would do?
My family's not normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I wouldn't categorize them as normal people.
I guess mine wasn't either, but like, we just hated the outdoors.
And we love them.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's also something to be said for like a woman with a lot of money who needs a task.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes you just like need something to do on a Saturday.
I would love to be that woman.
I know.
I would fill my time, not with owls.
Yeah. Just my mom carrying a dead owl across
also,
our front
I, like,
lawn.
I'm like the type of person who like if I was like two notches crazier, I'd be a hoarder.
Yeah.
So I get like seeing a dead owl and being like, well, I can't throw it away.
Yeah.
You know
okay,
what I
because
mean?
My family was such a hoarder. I throw everything like.
Yeah.
Well, I do because I'm aware that I'm like that.
Oh, okay.
So like
okay.
I've, you know what I mean? So I'm like afraid of becoming it. But my instinct is always to keep.
Yeah,
like, I
always
want
to. Yeah,
I might need this for the apocalypse.
I want to keep everything.
Is there an exotic animal that you feel is passable? Is there one where someone was hot or cool enough that you were like?
The truth is, anything if you're hot or cool enough is allowed.
Okay.
That's just what the world is.
That's the for rule.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike would
that's
let some girl with a panther.
Mike, if a girl was hot enough, would you feed her ferrets?
I mean,
would you look after them when she went out of town?
We're talking about like a high level.
We're talking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like Dua Lipa was like here, feed my ferrets. Right. I'd be like, sure thing.
And also, yeah, and also, thank you for grounding this podcast. Yeah. Because if you said anything else, I would have thrown this sound machine at your head. Yeah. It's crazy to act like you wouldn't feed the ferrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think the guy who put a steak on me was ugly?
Right. Oh, right.
He was rich and hot. Yeah. It happened.
Mike would let Dua Lipa walk him with the ferrets down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I probably would. That's
okay, true. That's kind of hot.
That is kind of hot.
Yeah. Dua Lipa could do most things. Yeah.
What animal would you tolerate, do you think? Or is there anything you wouldn't tolerate?
I couldn't do anything with scales.
Okay.
I could not do
Rodentia.
That.
Yeah.
Rodentia. Well,
Rodentia is not scales.
Oh, rodents. Right.
Rodents.
All right.
Yeah. I could do a rodent over scales.
Okay.
Because a rodent, it's, you know, I
because it might be like nice and cuddly.
Yeah, because I feel sometimes just get a bad rap. So I would do like, they're not exotic, but like I don't mind, like I'd rather have a mouse than a cockroach in my apartment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So like something along those lines, because like a cockroach, like I can't make eye contact with.
By the way, I want to make it clear, I love rodents, hate bugs, which is why, or I love lizards, hate bugs, which is why I don't own a lizard, because you have to feed it bugs, and I refuse to have bugs in my house.
Like the pet store caught, like
the where crickets? There's like, it's a nightmare.
Also,
it's an absolute nightmare.
Repulsive.
Yeah.
And your whole life is different immediately. Like you're walking around with a bag of crickets.
I mean, like,
and I have to be like, girl.
If you have a pet that makes your whole life different, it's like you simply must look inward. Something's going on.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll find that like you're okay and you just love this freaky little weirdo, but you gotta look.
I don't know if I would put the word okay with it, but you're come to terms.
Come to terms.
That's more.
I mean, tolerate. Fine.
Yeah.
Accept, forgive.
My cards were dealt by myself.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Look at the mirror with the two falcons on your shoulders.
I mean, I'm an animal girl, so I'll put up with almost anything, unless it's like if it's like a lion, I'm like, well, you're an insane person.
Also, that's when you're like, because then you don't respect the animal, because why are you doing with the lion?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like your need for attention is like a bottomless pit, I'm never going to be able to sustain
it's
you.
Kind of because like I don't eat meat because I respect animals. It's like I don't fuck with the space. I don't fuck with the ocean. I don't want to I just want to not interact with them.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of like a dog and a cat.
Also, I hate people who like think that their pet is much smarter than it is.
Sure.
Oh.
Like anyone who like assigns, like anyone who's like, no, actually he knows how to communicate with me. It's like, well, no, he doesn't.
It's because
he does know how to play you.
That's depression.
Yeah.
They're like, no, he knew we just had a lazy day today. Like, none of us want to go outside. I'm like, he has to pee.
I mean, we've ragged on a lot, like mentally ill women whose dogs become their primary caregiver. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because I keep going to it, but it is a phenomenon where I'm like, save that animal.
And I say that, check in 30 years, I'm going to be that.
Oh, me too.
Like, I'm going to have...
I mean, I think I've made it very clear that I'll live in a zoo.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, any animal that is zoo-based, you're a monster.
Yeah.
Like a Siberian tiger, like, I want to take you out back and shoot you. There's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah.
Also, zoos, it's so humid.
Yeah, no.
I feel like the dogs need humidity. Yeah.
There is, I
love an aquarium, though.
Love an aquarium.
I just get so bored at places.
Yeah. Also,
you have to go to a good one. A bad aquarium is a fish tank.
They're just so sad where it's just like...
Yeah. A bad aquarium is just a fish tank, but a good aquarium is like, it's a show.
A psychedelic experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. None of us do drugs, though. So aquarium stuff is...
I know. I think being on Molly at an aquarium would change my brain.
Yes. Never be
one way or the other. It would either make me happy forever or I'd never be able to leave my apartment again.
I feel it would be that.
Just fucking magic mushroom. Rooms just looking an octopus right in the
imagine
eyes.
Imagine seeing a jellyfish. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely over.
Oh, it would be so pretty though. Yeah. Jellyfish actually are kind of chic.
Yeah.
Jellyfish are chic.
Okay.
That's like my goal weight. Yeah.
Okay. Big.
My goal weight.
No, like literally big jellyfish.
Yeah. You just like, I just want to be big head like, and I just tentacles.
Like, and I sting people then they pee. I'm like, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. You're like an exoskeleton. Or no, they don't have an exoskeleton.
No, they have no exoskeleton. Yeah. They have no skeleton.
Guys. To have a doctor tell me I have no exoskeleton.
Oh my God.
Oh my yes.
That would heal so much.
To
I wouldn't
be so
need to
be thin, I don't have bones.
Yeah. Oh my God. We need a bone transplant.
Lord. Yeah, they're like, you need to like sting more people to gain weight. I'm like, I'm trying.
Oh my God.
It's so hard.
I have no bones and huge tits.
I don't get hungry. It's hard.
My little my engagement ring can't even fit on my tentacles.
I'm just tits and jewelry. Oh my god.
Oh my god. A jellyfish wearing a necklace would change.
With like a little like
a choker.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Jellyfish are cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
It's also cool to like not have a brain and still be violent.
To be thin, angry with no brain. Literally
the dream.
My vision board from 2008 maybe to now.
Oh yeah. Literally the dream.
Yeah, me as a young girl just like stuck. I bet you jellyfish could wear low-rise jeans no problem.
Oh my god.
They never had to ask for like the size in the back.
Oh, yeah. Jellyfish invented low-rise jeans. Yes. That was made for them.
Oh, the size
they
in the
like
back.
They look like Bratz dolls.
So yeah, sad. They do.
Big the head, no body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's always like, we'll check in the back for you.
Yeah.
I know it's there.
Give it
to
me.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'll just order it online. Yeah. What are we doing?
I'm such a texture person.
I'm gonna make I'm gonna make you go and I can't. I just simply can't. One time I had to go to a store and buy the jeans I was wearing because I got hair dye on them and I had to tape something. And I was like, these are the jeans that look best on me. So I walked in and I was like buying them while I was wearing them. And the woman was like, and I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We're good.
And I was like, just to be clear, they're the same size.
Wait, can you reveal the brand?
It was Gap.
Okay, yes.
Gap has good jeans.
They have good jeans.
Yeah.
And then the thing I taped came out and all the cool bitches were like, where did you get those jeans? And I had to be like, Gap.
That's been me so much with Old Navy lately.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I have this winter jacket. People are like, what brand is that? I'm like,
I actually got it from an estate sale.
Estate sale in Paris. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just give up and be like, it's thrifted. And then that way if someone goes, actually, it's Gap, I go, well, I guess somebody brought their Gap jeans to the thrift store.
Can I be honest? Every thrifted piece of clothing I have is just Forever 21.
Yeah.
This is a Forever 21 thrifted shop. I don't mean to do it.
Or Urban Outfitters. Mine are all Urban Outfitters. I have this like...
Which is coming back, too.
I have this like Nirvana t-shirt that I bought that I thought was like such a find. Yeah. Like I thought it was like from a show. And it had like holes in it, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm like a thrift queen!" And then I got home and looked at it, and the tag just Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just absolutely an Urban Outfitters shirt. And now I've seen like every bitch in Brooklyn wearing it, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I deserve."
Unless you have community.
Yeah. Also, right? Every time I wear it, it turns my skin gray.
That's Urban Outfitters.
That's fine. That's fine.
Shout out
fine.
Urban Outfitters. It'll make your skin gray.
Yeah. Should we take a quick break and then do our second segment?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Or should we do Danny's? We'll talk off mic. Okay. See you soon.
Let's do our... Yeah.
Okay, let's do the Divas. Let's do the Divas.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Eight. You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. You're so vain. Welcome back
I
to
love
Respectfully.
That song.
Oh, my God. It's
so, and what's my favorite line? Horse in Saratoga, where your horse naturally
yes.
won.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm from near Saratoga, so every time I hear that, I'm like, yeah. And I was a horse girl.
Horses,
oh well,
kind
players.
Of. Yes.
She's goth horse girl.
Thank you.
Goth horse girl. Granola.
Sometimes people go, I actually could tell you were a horse girl. And I go, no, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I know that you couldn't. I don't have stringy long brown hair.
No, you do not. And you and you will be kooky and have a boyfriend. Any of these fucking assholes.
Yeah, you can have a horse and a boyfriend.
Who are trying to, sometimes your horse is your boyfriend, as covered in previous episodes.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, sometimes you're going through a hard time.
Speaking of animal abuse. So, we are not going to talk about bestiality in this episode. I told myself we would at least go 5 episodes without talking about bestiality.
Okay,
we're
I didn't consent
to
that.
All right, sorry.
The snake was consent. They didn't do it. They just posed.
Yeah,
that was just a pose.
Nothing happened.
And maybe a smooch.
Yeah. Quick little tip.
Oh, you did say you kissed.
A little bit.
But it was like, you know, it was like, not like a, it was just like a
little bit. Didn't his
it was
little
friendly.
His little split tongue didn't go into
friendly.
Your pussy? Sorry. I'm removing it.
Well, you blew it.
Yep, I blew it. I knew that I couldn't do it, and I tried anyways.
The when we talk about bestiality,
Mike has a zapper for us, like
just
a little
Sarah,
zapper.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
She's like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan.
What if that commercial was just?
about was having sex with animals.
Just people just be like, these animals all got fucked, so adopt them.
She's like, for a dollar, you could fuck them too.
Yeah.
You
fuck them. We just want to get down here and fuck them.
All I remember besides that commercial being sad, her curled hair was so good in it.
Ugh. Yes. Yeah. Perfect.
On the
curls.
Couch.
Ugh. A great Canadian diva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect seg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are going to do, we're bringing you into Judge.
I'm so excited.
We're going to bring to the table what we believe are our, what we think are the top divas. And you can pick, I think pick one or one, two, and three.
Yeah, I mean, just tell us. Yeah, you can rank them.
Okay, I'll
you
rank
can
them. Rank them. So okay.
We'll each give you three, and then you can rank your top three out of our six.
Yes.
Are you going to tell me who you think is number one?
Mine is without order.
Okay, well, mine's without order, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Lizzie, would you like to start?
Okay. I'm just going to say the three, and then we can discuss why.
Okay, let's do it.
My top three are Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this? Curveball?
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
These
I
are.
I don't even know to use that yet, but wow.
No, use it.
Did you see she's doing a musical and wine at the same, like she announced those back to back.
Yeah, I mean, she does everything.
Yeah. And she's like saved the world. Didn't she pay for her COVID vaccine?
She paid
vaccine?
For the vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, beat that.
She always tries not to be a billionaire. Like, you know what's hard when she's actually trying to like lose her billionaire.
Throw money.
And I know I said I would wait to explain it, but I just need to say she fucking wrote I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
So, come on.
You came out strong.
Dolly belongs on the list.
Yeah.
Dolly owns the list.
Yeah.
I will also be Dolly coded. I'm a Dolly Parton goth.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. You picked some good ones.
She has this great, I'll talk about it after. I have so much to say about
you came out with heaters. Okay.
I know.
Oh. Dude, straight fastballs.
Yeah. Tough. All right, here we go. Celine Dion.
On the list, that was my fourth.
Okay.
And I knew you were going to say, I gave it to you because of Canada.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Missy Elliott.
Huge.
Thick thighs.
Yeah.
And number three was hard. I was oscillating between Stevie Nicks and Alanis Morissette.
And Alanis Morissette were both on my list
as well. They're divas?
The reason I didn't pick Alanis Morissette.
Straight man coming in trying to question.
First of all,
Gold Dust Woman? Yeah. She spins with a gold dust.
Yeah. I just want to know the criteria.
The reason I didn't pick Alanis Morissette is because I do think that she's someone that I like more than someone that I would put in the category of like cultural shift.
Yeah.
Diva.
Yes. She's not a diva.
With all love, to be a diva, you need more than one album.
She simply doesn't have the impact.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, Stevie Nicks is more recognizable.
Oh my God.
I mean, so many.
Stevie Nicks, Silver Springs.
Drunk white women everywhere. Yeah, their sanities.
And like, she is given, she's taking you along for the ride of her life.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. I mean, there's no Taylor Swift without Stevie Nicks. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
There's no song about
getting cheated on with the man who cheated on
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Taylor, do a collab with someone.
Gangster.
Yeah.
Fucking shooting heroin into the web of your toes and still doing like incredible live performances.
And that one artist language, she talks about how like her nose is forever damaged.
Yes.
I've seen her so many times live. This is really fun.
Oh, really?
I've like seen her and Fleetwood Mac together probably collectively like 9 times.
Oh my really God, what are you, the best?
Yeah.
So is Joni Mitchell a diva?
Actually controversy. Because Joni Mitchell is my second cousin. I take every opportunity to tell everyone that.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. Yes, she's my second cousin.
Are you kidding?
No. Mike's going to freak out.
How did I not know this about you?
It's surprising.
I've known you for a decade.
She's definitely said it in this room, and you were for sure just not listening.
Yeah, Ronnie creamed her jeans over that one.
Oh my God. I saw her at Newport Folk Fest when she did the Joni J. She's magical.
Well, so Joni Mitchell, I think you would think she isn't a diva because she's a folk singer. However, she is notoriously difficult to deal with.
Yeah. But I think the same thing about Joni Mitchell that I think about Alanis Morissette. I want her to be on the list, but I just don't know what she is.
But like, because Joni secretly, because like in Laurel Canyon, she hooked up with all those people.
Yes.
Everyone wrote songs.
Rest in peace, Graham Nash.
He's still alive.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, Crosby maybe? Crosby.
Who is your third?
It's going to be Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Great.
What, so she
all
was
of yours were on my list as well.
So she was a whore in Laurel Canyon. And what else were you thinking?
That's kind of her, because I feel like that gives diva because it's backstory.
Yeah.
And also we're like, you have a good time and you mess around.
Yeah.
And it like builds to your legacy.
Yes.
Where everything with it, which I love.
Yeah, I agree. And with all due respect to your family, I just don't think the echelon of diva we're talking about,
yes,
I just don't think she's there.
And she had a feud with Madonna, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Which I do kind of love.
But I think the thing that makes that... Is Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's also getting it now.
You know what I mean? Like, Madonna is Madonna.
It's a vibe. Diva's a vibe.
Yeah.
You know it when you see it. Yeah. It's like porn.
These are like all amazing divas, and I'm glad they're ones that aren't like... Like, they're all there, but not the like... The like... Gaga. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because like Gaga, of course, but like there's no Gaga without Madonna and there's no Madonna. You know, like it's just like
there's no lineages.
Gaga without Zyrtec or whatever her migraine medication is. Which breaks my heart. I'm like, she's losing divas. Diva down.
Yeah.
Diva down.
We have diva down. I was gonna put Nina Simone on the list too.
Sure, great one.
She's fantastic. But a little She's a lot of people don't know who Nina Simone is, which is goddamn tragic.
I
mean,
I was thinking Billie Holiday, but I was like, are we gonna dance to that at a wedding? And that's I went with Aretha Franklin,
for sure.
But I also like that you put Missy Elliott because she helps people become divas too.
She's just incredible
with the songwriting and production and everything. So she's really like a diva who brings more divas out.
Oh, she's a girl's girl,
yeah. Also, can I one my fourth one who I think is slept on as a diva, Pink.
Oh,
yes.
Pink is huge. Yep. Pink is doing aerial acrobatics in stadiums while singing like the recording.
Yeah.
Glitter in the Air brings me to tears.
Glitter in the Air will never not bring me to tears.
Mm-hmm. It's the most perfect song.
I mean, Just Like a Pill.
Yeah, Just Like a Pill. I used to sing to Just Like a Pill when I was a teenager as if I like had real problems.
Yes. The thing about Pink is she'll make you think that you're addicted to morphine and being cheated on.
Yeah.
And like, that's amazing.
Pink was also homeless.
And like, to have short hair.
Yeah.
That was,
to have short hair at a time where you just couldn't have short hair.
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, these are tough. These are tough.
Shit.
People forget about Pink.
They do forget about Pink.
And I don't want the world to forget about Pink.
She kind of is like, people are calling her like mom pop now, which makes me sad.
I know.
What's wrong with being a
mom? Also, like, I listen to all the music.
Yeah.
That's fun.
If a Pink song comes up on Spotify, it's getting played.
Yeah. Madonna also feuded with Pink, too, in a minor way. And Pink was like, that really hurt my feelings, but I guess like...
I guess you just don't like me.
Can you imagine meeting Madonna, her being like, pass?
That's actually my dream way to meet Madonna.
That's actually the only way I've ever imagined meeting Madonna. Yeah. I know that she wouldn't care for what I do.
No.
No, I don't know, because she's slutty.
She did used to hang out at the Comedy Cellar. Maybe she would like us.
Oh, yeah.
And her new, like, her face is looking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's
incredible.
So beautiful.
Madonna's TikTok is an experience.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say. Yeah.
So good.
Glad you've healed from your bacterial infection.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wait. I know so much about these people. You forget how much you know about divas.
Yes. Wait, are you so excited for Celine's movie?
I mean.
This
is, all right, I'm gonna talk about Celine here because I think there's things about Celine that we forget about. One, she was abused by a much older man.
True.
Which is very diva.
And who among us hasn't been?
Right. Yes. Was she a 14-year-old being groomed by a 40-year-old?
You bet your ass.
Who then became her husband. Yeah. Right.
It's so shameless, coded.
I know. And she has a weird disease now. Divas.
Yeah. Has like statue disease.
Stiff neck.
Stiff person syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one can touch her. It hurts.
Yeah.
No. It's so fucking tragic. But like, divas have tragedy. Mariah Carey.
Whitney.
Divas are always getting fucking abused by men.
Yeah.
And then writing beautiful music about the abuse and then staying with them. So we're all like, I understand.
Oh my gosh.
Rihanna. Chris Brown.
Tina Turner.
Speaking of tragedy, I just want to say this is not a singer, but I almost put her on my list because one of my all-time divas is Wendy Williams.
Oh. You don't even
understand. Here's the thing. We wouldn't be able to do this without her.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Williams invented this.
So we simply
must bow down to her.
She's a radio cunt.
What about Joan Rivers?
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But, undoubtedly.
And also, when a Wendy clip still goes viral, like, there's so many, there's a new talk show in her place right now.
Yes.
Wendy clips are still going viral.
Wendy has staying power, dude.
Yeah.
Wendy is still in the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams will always be Wendy Williams.
Oh, and there's Wendy Williams.
And to just, like, be a messy bitch who lives for drama.
Yeah.
And make a career out of it
is so iconic.
That's
what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And when she was kind of in, like, the downfall, she's like, I don't want you guys to talk to me about I talk about everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, she knows who she is.
Yes.
And I love, too, that she knew none of these people are my, like, celebrities are my friends. Like, she wasn't, because that's what happens with a lot of, like, the talk show hosts and everybody. They'll be like, oh, well, I know them. They're actually nice. Wendy's like, I don't care.
Yeah, there was, like, these, like, girls that were in a girl group who she talked shit about who were like, we're going to come to your studio and fight you. And she was like, because I said something mean about you. Yeah. Like, that's weird.
She had the ability to be like, why do you care so much about what I say? Yeah. Like, that's embarrassing
for
you.
Like, yeah, exactly. She was like, it's, like, embarrassing for you that this is that big of a deal. Yeah.
Good luck, babe.
Meanwhile, she was, like, a career maker.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't even know why you think this is a big deal. And, like, she did have...
huge impact,
huge pop influence. Oh. Anyway, I just wanted to shout out Queen Wendy Williams because
I did.
She invented the form.
Wendy Williams used to have like a man on the street segment on her show.
Yes.
And they used to like try to get comedians to do it. It's not real people. Sorry for shattering that image for everyone.
Oh, I remember.
Nothing you see on TV is real people.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
I did that.
I know
that.
Where the story is going. Yeah, yeah. I did that.
And first year into comedy, thinking I was like the edgiest guy ever. I was like smoking a cigarette over my fucking head like ice. I was holding two beers on stage being like, I'm fucking real
just
shit.
Both of us when we started just refusing to tell a joke. Just being drunk and loud.
Bobblehead egg.
Just absolutely not telling a single joke.
It's performance art.
Like, I'm a girl who's drunk. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I'm basically Fleabag.
Yeah. And this was before Fleabag was invented.
Yeah.
You just said please.
Yeah. I was a flea bag.
Well, I had ferrets.
Yeah. My mom said something so mean to me recently. Sorry, I'm just real quick. She was like, you remind me of Fleabag. I'm like the woman who cheated with her best friend's boyfriend and who killed him. Shannon. Anyways, but the Wendy Williams segment that I did, they asked who like the hot guys are or who I wanted to like date or marry or whatever. And I just answered Mel Gibson for every single one because I thought it was so funny. And they were like, okay, we were thinking more like something a little bit.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, I love the guy who called his daughter a pig.
Yeah.
Didn't air.
Wait. No, that's
Alec
not Alec Baldwin.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. God, I mixed those two up.
Mel Gibson.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson did something worse.
He did something
He did something much worse. Much he did something worse. Unrepeatable.
Yeah.
Which that's when you know if.
Yeah.
Pig voicemail is just walking the heart.
Yeah. It was anti-Sherman.
Also, Alec Baldwin kind of a diva for that.
Wait.
Yeah. For being like, you're a spoiled pig. And
now doing
a
TLC
show about being a dad.
I fucking
kind of huge. Killed a woman.
He just got off the charges, I think, for that. And I was like, TLC, let's go.
He's Alec Baldwin, low-key boy diva.
Yeah.
He is.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so...
Those are my Celine points. And the vocal range of Celine.
I mean, it's like undeniable.
I think she is better
vocal.
Wait,
you saw Titanic?
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
I mean, come on.
I mean, controversial.
Also, now I can't think of the other song because that one's stuck in my head.
Power of Love?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
That's the way it is.
It'll come to me.
She also, I think she might have a better vocal range than Mariah Carey. Yes, Mariah can do that.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Novelty. Mm-hmm. Celine is like,
It's like Celine and Whitney in their own.
And Aretha.
Oh. They're freaks. They're
in. And I would say, I mean, she's not really diva, but like Brandi Carlile's vocal range is like.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely stunning. So that's my Celine argument. Okay. Missy Elliott, like having short hair. Missy Elliott was like, I'm fat and hot in what, like the 90s,
and also like not fat, but fat.
But
fat.
Right.
And also like had the most like. Sexually forward songs that everyone like didn't read into because like she wasn't like objectively hot.
Oh my god, talking about shaving your pussy so someone can come eat you out. Oh my god, you raunchy slut. I love you.
Also, Megan Thee Stallion could run.
Yes.
Totally.
And to your point, she produced a lot. She just like was such a tastemaker on so many levels behind the scenes. And I'm like, I like a diva that contains multitudes.
Yeah.
And I think she does.
And she helped the Allison Stoner girl like have a little dance moment.
Yep. Yeah.
Love her. Now, I don't know what she's been up to, but happy for her.
Crazy that she is not a lesbian? She should
be. Allison Stoner is.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott, I don't know.
Yeah. You had a secret about Missy Elliott?
No,
because did we just out her?
No, because I was like, I don't know.
Was Missy Elliott on
Oh no!
Oh, she was the producer.
Right? Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's
talk
also where they didn't utilize
diva
her like
studded.
And I think she wrote and produced that.
Yeah, of course.
Christina Aguilera. Of course she did. Yeah. She was on the list, but she didn't make it.
Lil Kim was also.
Lil Kim was on it. That's right.
Can we talk about how Christina Aguilera is a completely different person now and looks amazing? Like. And she's never been happy. Yeah.
I want all of her surgeons on retainer. This is crazy.
I love when Christina Aguilera was a voice on The Judge and she would just like be like, no, it's like this, and just do it. And I was like, absolutely eat them up.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. It's like Madonna calling you a cunt. It's like an honor.
Yeah. It's an honor.
And also because she's like, you want to be a singer? Do this.
Do this.
Yeah. Like, easy. I'm a singer. You
easy.
Want my. Yeah.
Easy. Done.
Just be like a talent of one of the generations.
Yes. Yes. Just have God-given talent.
Yes. Also, Missy Elliott, lupus, has a disease.
Tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. They all are kind of diseased, and they channel their pain into creating beautiful art. And then Stevie Nicks. I think we've covered. Stevie Nicks extensively. Also, like the Stevie Nicks when. The Thunder, oh God, what is the name? I know it's not Thunder. Dreams.
Yeah.
The video when the guy during COVID was skateboarding, listening to drinking cranberry juice.
Talk about staying power.
Yes. I'm like across cultures. My friend, Jaffer Khan, past guest of the show, was like, I always thought white people music like sucked across the board.
Yeah.
And then he was like, wow. Dreams. Wow, Stevie Nicks. Wow.
Yeah.
To make it whiter, did you ever hear Leigh Anne Meester's cover?
No.
Can I tell you something?
Leigh Anne Meester?
Wow.
I'm fucking conic.
Wow.
It's like her in a little backyard with a guitar.
Oh my God.
She has like
that. I love
amazing
that.
Voice.
Yeah.
And I think she's now just married to Seth from OC. So she's like, I don't really care.
She's like, I'll strum every once in a while. Yeah. Oh my God. Good for you.
It's so good.
All right. Lay out your cases.
These are mine. I mean, Aretha Franklin, I think, needs no argument.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I think she sort of invented this.
Yeah.
And Natural Woman.
Yes.
Put it on. Every it's a showstopper.
And can we talk about both of your divas, their VH1 Diva Showdown?
Oh yes. I forgot about
one of my favorite. It's why no one pregames me anymore, because like that would be my pregame. I'm just like, let's watch this.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we want to go. Yeah.
That's great.
What did Aretha also said? There's so many Aretha sound clips where they ask her
great
about
gowns.
Other. Yes.
Taylor Swift, great gowns.
Oh, great gowns.
Great gowns.
Good looking girl, great gowns.
Good looking girl, great gowns.
I mean, what an incredibly
which
cutting
also,
thing.
There's so many layers to that about Taylor, because the one thing people can safely say about Taylor is she can't dress well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Millennial core.
Yeah. Hard for the horse girl community.
Hard, tough.
I love Taylor, but that's
tough loss for the horse girl community.
Yeah. Also, Tina Turner, what did they say about Tina Turner? Tina Turner said about another diva, I can't remember who it was. And they said, what do you think of her? And she said, I don't think of her. And I was like, oh, that's fucking amazing. That's
well, we're doing sound bites. This does bring me to Cher.
Yes.
Mom, I am a rich man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Cher is my favorite.
Tattoo that on my chest. Well, yeah, I know. You like skinny women.
Yeah.
Plus, I just think she's super. She also has an Oscar.
But this is to my point, Mike. Cher is for the girls, the gays, and the straight men.
That's true.
Yeah,
Cher is for everybody. Straight men love Cher.
Oh, she's awesome, dude.
She's a Taurus, which I am, and I love that.
Remember, Cher went on TV and was like, I weigh 90 pounds.
Like, okay, wait, she's kind of the
jellyfish.
Close to a jellyfish.
She's a jellyfish. She's literally the long hair.
Yeah.
Oh, she's and every
truly
outfit.
A jellyfish.
Yes.
And I love that she's dating the guy who's like in his 20s who just got in a fight, and she's like, my man didn't start it, but he finished it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
Cher.
That's my girl.
So stand by your man.
Yeah.
Also, dead husband.
Dead husband.
In a skiing
dead
accident.
Husband.
Rich. Chic.
Also, don't need Sonny. I'm Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And like, supported her trans kid forever.
Yes.
Love. Yes.
LGBTQ. Supported her trans kid from before it was cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. What is her trans kid's name?
Chaz.
Chaz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also name their kid Chaz. Oh, I guess, has a kid named Chaz. Like, that's diva.
Yeah. Well, it was Chastity.
Which is what? That's actually diva.
Yeah.
Which is diva.
When you think about it,
she like invented naming your kid Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
God, wait, all these women are
I also want to give credit. One of my favorite Aretha moments when I think it was the Oscars and she last minute had to fill in to sing opera. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And like, who can last minute sing an Italian opera?
Right.
And she's like, I got it.
She's
easy peasy. I mean, truly like unmatched raw talent.
Do you want to know about something about Aretha Franklin?
Oh, God.
So she killed a man. No, I'm kidding.
she's my second cousin.
Forgiven.
Another
bomb. And she's actually my grandmother. So Aretha Franklin, I used to work in fashion, okay. And not Lily Pulitzer, one of these brands that does like florally print bullshit. Uh-huh. Every season that she would come out with a new line, Aretha Franklin would come to one of the factories that I worked with, and they would just make her every single outfit in the whole line. Yep. And then she would try it on.
Iconic.
And be like, trash, keep, trash. And like, they would just be bringing amazing. Her coffees, and she would be gross, love it. Like,
good looking girl, nice gal.
Oh,
nice
gowns. My God, yes.
I do have more to say about Dolly Parton.
Oh, please.
Oh, okay, yes.
Because, first of all, let's talk about the fact that she played her acrylic nails as an instrument on 9 to 5.
Yep. They'd love that.
This?
Ugh. And that is one of my favorite sounds.
A percussive instrument on the song 9 to 5. Yes. That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had something else important to say about her that I can't remember right now.
I will say this about Dolly Parton. I love that she's a feminist icon and a sex symbol at the same time.
Oh, this is what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, when she talked about when she was a kid, she was in her mom's car and they drove by a woman who was like wearing cutoff shorts and had her tits out and the big hair, and she was like, she said out loud, she's so beautiful. Yeah. And her mom said, that's the town tramp. And she said, well, I guess I'll grow up to be the town tramp.
And you want to know
what?
To bring things back, the interview where she said that, Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Oh, my God.
Because they were
God.
Comparing their big boobs.
Wendy Time is fucking a Williams.
Flat goddamn circle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dolly paid for the vaccine.
Dolly That's paid actually, for the,
yeah.
Dolly also has given so much money to improve literacy in America because her father couldn't read or write. And she was just like, well, I'll just make sure that that doesn't happen.
And her father was R. Kelly.
And her father was R. Kelly. She was like, I'll just make sure that that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, we'll put a squash on this.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so huge to be like, I have more money than God because I wrote I Will Always Love You and 9 to 5 and everything else I've ever done. Also, Joe fucking Lean.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like one of the great American songs.
One of the great American songs. Yeah. Truly, like, other women have been crowned divas. Miley Cyrus, when she covered Jolene, like, entered the world of diva. People were like, oh, we can take you seriously now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because you sang the shit out of Jolene. So now you're allowed to be, you're not a Disney star anymore. You're actually a talented
That's
piece
so
of part of
true.
Culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has Beyonce asking her to do it. Like,
yeah.
She has power. Oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Jolene is a song about like being threatened by another woman, which again is like being a sex symbol who talks about the way she feels about her looks, talks about being threatened by other women. These are all just
and
like,
it's also a song about how the other woman is beautiful.
Yeah.
And not a song about how the other woman is a whore.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like, oh my God, you're so fucking pretty. Please just stop flirting with him.
Yeah.
Like, I simply can't compare to you. You're gorgeous.
Which is hashtag woman feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joan Rivers in a similar way. I did like a show where you do impersonations of other comedians, the Halloween show. And so I was listening to her material back to the 60s. This bitch was going on TV being like, I'm ugly and everyone's mean to me.
Yeah.
I want to have an abortion. Like, she was just like,
yeah.
Her husband committed suicide.
She did jokes about it the next day.
God, I mean, that's what I would be doing. Yes. I'd have him in the fucking cannon ready to go. I'm like, he's depressed. I'm going to write a few puns.
Yeah, I mean, I would be doing it, but not. It wouldn't be working.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand here and be like, Joan did it. I would be like, my husband killed himself. Laugh. Please laugh.
Wait, and the woman in the front row, husband.
Hey. Oh, my God. Full sleigh. So I think
we are going to need to pick a winner. We're going to need to pick three.
Wait.
Bronze, silver, gold.
Yes.
Okay.
And
wait.
This goes to you.
Out of all six, just three?
Just three. Yeah. Or if you feel like you can rank 1 to 6,
okay,
I open
this.
The floor to it.
Let's get into this.
Yeah.
But I would go from 6 to 1.
6 to 1.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I think 6, and we all love her. 6 might be Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I mean? Because she is diva, but diva in her own way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would be one person who all the other ones, I think, would be happy to be called diva. Stevie would be like,
Stevie's like
okay.
A hippie.
Yeah.
She'd be like, okay, I get it. Like, we would have to explain it to her.
Yeah.
I don't want her mad
She'd
at me.
She'd be like, well, I was kind of trying to be a goth hippie, but I guess I'm a diva.
Yeah. Okay. She's just a woman who's successful. We're like, oh my God, you difficult bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Fair. Tough, but fair.
5. Missy.
Yeah.
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 Missy. And I tried to, when I was in middle school, I tried to impress people by doing her dance from the Music Makes Music Control music video.
Yeah. What a
just the part where she's laying in sand. I was just laying, like, rubbing my body. It wasn't a dance. But
you were
I did
like,
love
this
it.
Is choreography.
Let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go now. Whoo! Let's go. God, what a banger.
Yeah, and she looks amazing now. Like, she...
Yes.
Oh, yes.
She also transferred... She put a new head on. Like, the way that Christina did. I'm like, that's a new head.
She is a whole new whole new person.
Incredible.
Head transfer.
Yeah.
Okay, this is when people are going to get... This is when I'm going to upset some of you.
Yeah.
Dolly at 4.
Whoa.
Okay,
Wait.
4. Yeah, we're at 4.
Yeah, Dolly.
Yeah, okay.
She's controversial.
Love her.
Controversial.
Yeah.
Love her. But I feel now I'm getting into when they walk on a stage, I'm not going to, my jaw's not going to drop when Dolly walks on stage. I'm just going to like, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's going to be a, not a, like earth
shattering. Yeah.
Not a,
you know, Dolly is earth shattering for me, but I do get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And also because of Dolly, I could sit down and have a lovely cup of coffee with her.
Yeah.
And that takes her down a deeper notch. In my
That's
head.
That's true. I do want to say Dolly.
Yeah.
When Dolly did a halftime show like last year and wore a Dallas Cowboys uniform.
So hot.
My jaw did drop.
That is true.
My jaw did drop because I was like, I mean, you're 100. Yeah.
And she's always like, oh, I'm nothing.
And you look beautiful.
Yeah. But she
is truly 100.
She downplays
herself. It's amazing.
Okay. So now we're at Celine, Cher, and Aretha.
I mean, this is so tough.
Yeah.
So tough.
This is so tough.
Oh my God. And I hate to say this because my last concert I saw, and I'm so glad I did, before the pandemic was Celine.
Yeah.
At MSG or Barclays. I got a last minute ticket.
Yeah.
I tell everybody biggest mistake of your life because then the world shut down and now she can't really tour.
Yeah.
It was everyone was just hugging everyone, crying. Like, it was truly...
By the way, I want to say I wish that was the biggest mistake of my life.
Let me tell you something.
It would be so good if that was the biggest mistake of my life.
Here's something we'll do. We'll write down all your mistakes.
and we'll rank it. We'll rank
it. It'll be number 3.
That's our next segment.
It'll be number three,
but it certainly won't be number 1.
Okay, Lizzie hit someone with her car. It was a hit and run. It's fine.
Did they die?
No, I mean, I didn't actually.
Oh,
allegedly. Well, I allegedly.
Don't say that. You're fine.
Allegedly.
I killed a man, but it was a man.
Yeah.
Diva.
A very Megan Fox. We're boys. Yeah. And I love, Celine is 3, but I love her so much. And I love when Kathy Griffin talks about, like, meeting Celine and everything like that. She's very, very funny.
Oh, yeah. Also, did you hear we'll talk about this another time.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
This is too much of a wormhole. Kathy Griffin talking about her brother is a pedophile. Did you see that? It was crazy.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with it.
Kind
of obsessed with her for that.
Yeah.
And then this is where it's very close. Aretha's number 2. Just because she brings me, like, her music is so good and so everything. And I love, like, the purse on stage.
Love the purse.
And I love how she, because she does what a diva can do, where she's like, oh no, that's actually my song. Like, any song.
Yes.
Yes.
You could give her any song.
Yes.
And she would hit it out of the park. And
opera, Italian opera.
That's
one of
song.
The best clips of all time. Her singing it, you just weep and cry.
The chills,
like,
chills.
Ave Maria. Yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, we got
we
the rights.
All,
yeah.
We can all do it.
That was the audio.
Yeah.
That's why she's number 2.
I was in choir.
And number 1 to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she just.
Queen of pop.
The outfits.
Goddess of pop.
The transitions. The fact that she had, like, a variety show.
Yeah.
She just, because she's the one who's diva'd in every single lane.
Yes.
Oscar
it's still diva'd.
Yes.
Moonstruck,
yeah.
One of the best movies ever.
So good.
Yes.
So good. Also, it's like a movie that's like, I think it's 1 hour 20 long. Like, she's like, I gotta.
By the way, burlesque.
Yeah. Burlesque.
It's so good.
She also has a low voice, which I love.
Yes. An alto diva.
Yeah.
Also, the only Italian looking woman on this list.
That's true. And she weighs 20 pounds. And this might be controversial to say. She's beautiful because she's made up, but she's not like a fucking gorgeous.
Yes.
She's not gorgeous in a conventional way, which is like, she's kind of masculine, which I like.
Yes. But she like did that. She was like, I'm gorgeous. And we were all like, yeah.
She's like, I'm Cher. Because like, you're Cher, which like inherently is gorgeous and everything.
Yeah.
And I really do love that.
I have one name. It's like Prince. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, literally everyone, when someone tries to pull off having one name, everyone goes, who do you think you are, Cher?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, she kind of like made autotune happen, which is the reason so many new divas are existing.
Yeah.
And also made autotune happen, not because she needed it, but because
she like
it was perfect for the song.
Yeah. And also just the outfits, let's talk about a few of them. This transparent dress with the white feathers on it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. She was always showing up at events.
I mean, talk about low-rise jeans.
Oh, yes. No rise jeans. She has
no rise jeans.
Yep, absolutely fucking, what's the thing we're talking about earlier?
Jellyfish. Absolute jellyfish.
Yeah. Oh, she is everything, yeah.
I'm trying to think of other outfits.
And she also, because so many people, I feel no one dives deep enough into her discography as they should.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because everyone has like the Believe or like Strong Enough and everything. But she has like albums upon albums that you just listen start to finish.
Yeah.
And it's everything.
You, like, forget. She's everything. You're like, how many bangers? Also, crazy fact, Missy Elliott never had a number one hit. Can you believe?
Tragic.
Singles, but never.
Tragic.
I can't stand the rain.
I mean,
racism. Racism. Yeah. Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. Cher. Fair enough.
Cher.
Yeah.
A white Italian woman. Gavel. A lot of number one hits.
Yes.
Cher.
Oh, that was so
good. I loved it. It was powerful.
That's what it's for. Yes.
I mean, do you not think
Final verdict, Cher.
Cher.
Do you not think when I went to get my hair extensions done, did I not come in with a picture of Cher?
It's Cher. Like, yeah, it's Cher.
It is giving Cher. Yeah.
I mean, I'm comedy Cher.
Oh, wait, your new handle? Everyone's like, huh?
And I'm like, it's because I'm mentally ill and dating a 20-year-old. Not yet, but when I'm 60, if my husband's dead, come on.
As it should be.
I'm dating a teenager. He's carrying me around in a baby basket.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Do it.
I also love when old...
Talk about Mom, I Am a Rich Man. You're dating a 20-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Mom,
true.
Mom, I Am a Rich Man.
Yes, I do love when divas date young men because, you know, they're like, rock stars can be geriatric and have kids. Mm-hmm. I'll date a 19-year-old.
I can do whatever I want.
Slay. What a fantastic segment. Do we have time for one more? Mikey, what are we at?
As long as Danny's.
Yeah. Danny, what's your timing?
I could do like 15, 20 minutes more.
Okay. Great. Right. Perfect.
Let's take a break and come back with Danny's segment.
Danny's segment. All right.
Do you believe in love after love?
After love after love.
I've been told I can kind of do Cher.
You
but
can.
Thank you. But yes. I do. I am afraid to put myself in the same category as her.
Girl, get
she would
there.
Say do it.
Do you believe in love after love?
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Thank you. You get the way, the higher
feel
tone.
I something inside me, Cher. I really don't think it's strong enough. No.
You're getting the vulnerability of it.
Like you also have to do this with your ashes.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, also Cher in interviews when she's younger. All of these divas had like cunty fucking what was her name? The blonde interviewer.
Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Had
Barbara Walters being like
the
so
anti-diva.
You're a
whole to build your career as an interviewer and you like kinda can't talk is huge.
That's true. You can't talk and you're never nice.
You can't say your own name.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't talk and you're fundamentally unlikable.
Yeah.
That is Diva. Walters.
Yeah, it is Diva. But she was like, you're a whore. Speak on that.
Which is kind of huge.
She's like, agree? Disagree?
Let's talk about it. But let's close this with your respectfully segment. I'm dying to know.
Okay, because I am a fan of a chain, like a fast chain.
Love. Yes.
Yes.
Love.
Mm-hmm. I respectfully cannot handle how there are Q&A segments at checkout at these chain establishments.
Mm.
Like a Pret-a-Manger, like a TED Talk doesn't need it for a Pret-a-Manger.
Because
I'm always, when you're in those, you're always in a rush.
Yeah.
Because it's why I'm eating like a plastic sandwich in a plastic bag.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm like, I know what I'm getting. I don't know why someone has to ask, like, I don't know what the questions could possibly be.
Like they're a waiter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is? And it's always the worst too, like at a Sweetgreen when someone's building their own bowl.
Oh my God.
Is this the Roman Empire? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are to design a better bowl than that? I don't. It's the audacity.
Wow.
It's that.
Yeah.
I mean, they put science.
Yes. Food like, chemist.
And also, it's going to be just like red onion and arugula. Like, who? It enrages me to no end.
Yeah. What do you think? You're a fucking chef.
And it's always like, Enda. Like, they literally are trying to be Whitney Houston. Enda.
Yeah.
We'll have the carrot. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We're all having disordered eating here. Let us get in and get out.
Get a harvest bowl.
Yes. Truly. Just get some greens. We're all having a death spiral right now. Yeah. We're in a sweet green.
Yeah. And they're always like, and maybe the rice. I'm like, I know you want the fucking rice. We all want the fucking rice.
We all want the rice.
But we're going to get the kale and we're going to be hungry 20 minutes later. Yeah. But
and that's what it is.
Good. Yeah.
Wait, what do you, I don't, what do you mean exactly by the Q&A? So you mean when someone's
like, I'm not joking. I'm like at a Dunkin' and someone's like, what is a latte?
Yeah.
The menu is there.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
You're asking this person who.
That'll make me insane.
There should never be any questions at any kind of fast food establishment.
Yeah. Yes. Just
get the thing on the menu and get out of the way.
My boyfriend lives near a Dunkin' where there's only one guy who, I love a Dunkin'. Yeah. There's one guy who works there and sorry, he simply can't talk.
Yeah.
He just like can't. Like he's got like a fucked up. Because
he's not hired to be the spokesperson and know all. Right. Like, yeah.
And so.
What would the chef recommend?
I was.
Did you not have a silence, sir, on the phone?
I turned the phone off. Keep going. So I was ordering a regular iced latte at Dunkin' there. Mm-hmm. And
like a human.
Like a human. And this guy who can't talk kept asking me if I wanted caramel. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't understand what he was saying. Like, you want caramel?
Oh,
and right. I couldn't understand him. And I was like, this... I went, I want an iced latte with oat milk. This, whatever, medium.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept asking me that. I couldn't understand him. And I literally said to him, I went, I've given you all the information you could possibly need.
Whoa, diva.
I've given you all the information you could possibly need.
Able is
that's
diva.
That's like those Mr. Snowman ads.
There was a line. And people thought I was doing what you're talking about. Yeah. But I was being interviewed. And I just needed a fucking latte because I was in a hurry. And my boyfriend lives in Harlem. And I live in Bushwick. And I had things to do. Because
If I was behind you, I'd be like, this bitch is asking for like the off menu. Like, can I have like the Ben Affleck special?
Like, I'm ordering, like, a blueberry coffee.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're doing that, you should be shot.
That was the terrifying order.
If there's a coffee
JoJo Siwa just admitted to that.
Of course she did.
Actually makes, for her, that's, like, a normal coffee.
Yeah.
I'll also say, if we're in an airport Starbucks, get it fucking moving.
Airport Starbucks employees, by the way, should be canonized.
They're incredible.
They're putting up with like people who have never ordered a coffee before, reading the word macchiato and just, like, short-circuiting.
I have a macchiato.
And it's, like... Just order a coffee.
My favorite is when the person's waiting. It's like, I'm just checking on my order. They're like,
It's
on the stickers.
They're all gay. And they're like,
They hold more power than the TSA agents, I feel.
Because they'll actually make you miserable.
Yeah, you go through security and then you take that fucking risk to go get the coffee. Yeah. Those bitches are holding you in the palm of their hands.
But also, shout out to them. Like, they're also at an airport at 5 a.m. None of us want to be here.
And they're not going on vacation.
And you have the audacity to walk up and be like, I did a mobile order. And they're like,
I have a phone too.
Yeah.
It'll come.
I'm supporting my children with this job.
Yeah,
and also it's kind of like, oh, you're so cocky. You think you can have it all at this airport? You can get coffee and get to your flight.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're at Newark, so
okay, Evelyn Salt. Up. Like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
Oops. Tighten up. Have a little respect.
Yeah. Oops, I'm this girl.
Yeah.
I once,
and so am I, and I will. I will show up late to an event with a Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're boycotting
with a cold foam. We're boycotting.
We're going to Dunkin'. We're boycotting. I get it. But like, I will show up late with
from
a Dunkin'.
From the river to the sea, the macchiato must be free. The spinach feta wrap.
So good.
Can we order?
And if you just like want to be a pig and get the double smoked bacon on the croissant sandwich, it's like, it's amazing.
And also the Dunkin' egg bites are not good.
The Dunkin' bagel minis are very good. If they eat them upright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's your little
You're biting into a brick of cold cheese.
Yeah.
But if they're heated upright, that little dumpling of cream cheese is life changing.
Just come right in your mouth.
And they're like, please sue us, Bantam Bagels.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Please. I dare you. We're Dunkin' motherfucking Donuts.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts? Diva.
You're going to make the world decide between Dunkin' Donuts and Bantam Bagels?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, get me,
come on. Fucked. America runs on Dunkin'.
Yes, it does. Can we order food at a Starbucks in the airport?
If you're going to be there, do it. Like, that's my thing is, I'm like, cause make a commitment. Like, decide.
Here's my thing too. Food from an airport Starbucks, for whatever reason, will make me wildly nauseous.
Yes, of course.
And therefore I won't get hungry for the rest of my travel day.
Oh.
So it's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
You do have to put up with being like, I mean, incredibly nauseous and potentially having diarrhea in the O'Hare Airport, and you don't know if that's the breakfast sandwich or the fact that you had anal sex the night before, and who among us hasn't? But
universal experience.
You're not going to be hungry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You're going to be a jellyfish.
I ran into someone. I was unfortunately having diarrhea in the O'Hare Airport, and I ran into someone I knew.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I'm just going to go wash my hands in the bathroom. And the person I knew was like, I'm also going to the bathroom. And I'd be like, That's awesome. That's awesome. I wanted to have anonymous diarrhea, but I guess I'll hold it until I get to Missouri.
That's also psychotic. Someone will talk
for
to
a
at
funeral, by the way.
Oh. For a funeral.
For a funeral.
And did I do anal sex the night before and was it my fault? Yeah.
He would have wanted that.
He would have wanted
oh,
that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
How else do you celebrate the dead if not by having anal sex
Duncan
before?
Is deeply anal sex, yeah.
Yeah.
Duncan is deeply anal sex.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying
that.
Starbucks is vaginal sex. Like, Duncan is anal sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A Duncan girl gets run through. A Starbucks
what does a munchkin fit into perfectly? You know what I mean?
I mean, what are we saying? It's like Duncan is for cool girls and trash girls in the way that anal sex is.
Yeah.
And Starbucks is for Christians.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. All girls.
Starbucks is for balayage girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you this. For me, Tim Hortons. That's my international flavor. And the food has gotten
Tim
not
Hortons
good.
Is Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
I've had it like once, Starbucks. I think, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
More than it is Starbucks,
ooh,
it is Dunkin' Donuts.
Rude.
I'm happy. I just don't
happy
love that
for you.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
But it's just like, I'm like, I'm going to Tim's. I'm like, who the fuck
yeah,
is
Timmy. Yeah. It's actually Timmy Ho's. Yeah. That's sorry. Disgusting. Okay. America, you fucking pigs.
Was it? No, but
also, like,
this?
It's in Buffalo. It's in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, ugh, America. I'm like, honey, sorry. It's Justin Bieber's here.
I know.
Timmy Ho's here.
Yeah, I know.
Upstate New York is everything. We have hockey. We have Tim Hortons. And also we do have the racism of the South.
And an opioid addiction
and
problem.
We have a major opioid problem. But
and that's America
for you. If
you
lived there, you'd have an opioid okay. problem too.
Yeah. Let's get opioid problems.
Honestly, my cell service is always bad when I'm upstate. So like, what else is there to do?
Right.
Literally, I have a joke where I say the only thing to do is drugs in the parking lot. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. You wash down a Percocet with a Dunkin' Donuts, you're going to have a good day.
That sounds pretty good.
Sorry.
I'm going to be honest. Collab, life's been pretty tough recently.
You get a
Percadoodle?
You get a coffee culotta and a Percadoodle? Yeah.
They're like, do you want caramel? No, Percocet?
Yeah. Culotta? You get a culotta?
Oh, yeah.
And a that? Perk 30?
Yeah.
And you have a day.
Our culottas are so good.
They're so good.
Just throw a 20 to be like, I know you know how to get Percocet.
And also the culotta walked so the Frappuccino could run.
Yes! Yes.
It was the Aretha Franklin of frosted coffee beverages.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We must go, unfortunately.
I know. Let's hang out forever.
I know. And I do want to hear more about chain restaurants because I love that.
I just love
we'll have to have you back.
Yes.
And oh my God, we'll rank the chains like we ranked the divas.
Whoa.
That's actually harder.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He's a tentative. We'll do it. He's a tentative third chair. All right. Danny, where can they find you and follow you?
You guys can follow me everywhere at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K. And my podcast with Page Six is out like 2 or 3 times a week. It's just virtual reality. Find it.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so great. Lizzie, what about you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. And watch my Don't Tell comedy set, please.
Oh, my God.
It's on YouTube. It's linked in my Instagram.
Yes.
This bitch got 1 million views on
TikTok.
Her TikTok clip.
But watch the whole set on YouTube because that's what it actually is supposed to be seen as.
Yeah.
And the clips are good, but the whole set is the thing.
Yes. And respectfully, listeners were DMing me being like, oh my God, I watched the episode on YouTube and then I watched Lizzie's Don't Tell and me and my boyfriend like got high and had the
also
night of our
DM
lives.
DM me that.
Wait, yeah, I know. Yeah.
They're shy.
Yeah.
I want to know if you liked it. Tell me if you liked it.
Aww. You are the intimidating of the two, so I will pass the compliments
that
along.
Is so cute.
But we, you know, they have not gone unnoticed in the comment section, so thank you for supporting our girl and follow me at AndreaComedy69 across the platforms. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Throw a comment in there. Boost the algo.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes. We will read the reviews in future.
If it's 5 stars.
Yes. And there's been some banger reviews and we love to see that.
Okay. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.